Many times as we reflect on God's word, and especially Christmas, is one of these unique celebrations, not only one of great joy and one of anticipation, but the scriptures change for each Mass. So for a priest or a preacher, it's kind of a challenge because the readings continue to change. But yet there are some themes that continually connect, and one of them is the gift of God's light. The other one is the power of God's grace or salvation. And then thirdly, this mystery of God's love that somehow is revealed to us. Obviously, as we listen to the scriptures, even the first reading talks about this gift of God that somehow speaks from the mountain, Christ's coming among us, as foretold by the prophets, and how there is a transformation that somehow unfolds. And as we contemplate this mystery as people of faith, we then know that Christmas is an opportunity for us. It's not only a time for sharing memories and telling stories, family gatherings with abundant food and drink, and of course, giving meaningful gifts and even receiving unexpected surprises. It is really a celebration of God's abundance, who gave us the Savior Jesus Christ, who came in flesh to redeem humanity. St. John Chrysologus wrote, "In choosing to be born for us, God chose to be known by us. He therefore reveals himself in this way in order that the great sacrament of his love may not be an occasion for us for great misunderstanding." And for me, that's one of the great gifts of God, is to help us understand that he became the sacrament of love. He chose to come to us and to be known by us. Now, as we listen to John's Gospel, it's the beginning of John's Gospel, written several years after the other Gospel writers wrote their account. And John writes with this awareness of Jesus becoming the Word incarnate, and how John the Baptist, it says, came to testify to the light, reminding us of Christ being truly the light for the world, the light of truth, the light of hope, the light of comfort, the light of God's love that cannot be overpowered by anything else, especially if we seek it. And through this gift, somehow, the world is impacted. We as God's people can not only be enlightened, but we're renewed. One of the things that I think would be important for us just for a moment to contemplate was, or to think about is, has there been darkness in my life in the last 12 months since last Christmas? And what can we discover through the power of faith, through God's light, and through his active wisdom? What does he empower us to understand? How does he help us come to a deeper appreciation of his care and love for us, even though there has been an experience of darkness? Secondly, when we think about the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us, we also know that the gospel, the good news, reminds us that Jesus came to be born in a precise time of God. And over, John says he was of God, he was with God. And again, reminds us of this intimate connection that God not only had with his Son, but as the Son came to us in flesh, he wanted this relationship to also become intimate, to become intertwined with each one of us, even sometimes in our imperfect ways. And then with grace, with the gift of his power, he transforms us. God loves human beings so much that God has chosen to become one with us, and that he even gave up power of heaven with the innocence and vulnerability of an infant to become one with us. And God chose up to give even the golden throne of heaven for even a cold, dark wooden manger and a wooden cross to become one with us, that he may journey with us and help us along the way, and never lose sight of God's eternal kingdom. Yes, as God became Emmanuel, we're called then to value the gift of human and divine life that has become visible for us. And sometimes we can not only see it with our human eyes, we're challenged to see it with our eyes of faith. As we engage in prayer, we not only recall the birth of Jesus, but even his parents and how they were receptive to God's plan. And yet we remember that this incredible mystery and this event has transformed humanity and continues to somehow give us hope and strength and courage to know that we are truly, as John says, God's beloved children. God not only fulfills his promise of sending us a Savior, but he continually renews us because of his grace, his love, his desire to be close to us. If we're lacking courage or hope due to darkness or fear, sin or grief or broken relationships, it might be a wonderful chance for us to allow Christ the light to shine upon us and bathe us in mercy and comfort. Yes, God has become one with us and desires always to be intimately connected with the human lives on earth, that we might be truly ready and able and fitting for God's heavenly kingdom, because sooner or later we know that will happen as mortal beings. But Christ comes as the infant child to also be embraced, because he wants to be so close to us. He also wants to be nurtured, and so our gifts are called forth. Gifts that not only reveal compassion that is an imitation of God, but also tenderness and his love. It is Gregory Narek who wrote, "O God, you are life, you are salvation, you are health, you are immortality, you are beatitude, you are illumination. For you delight in nothing more and other than the salvation of mankind." My dear people, as we celebrate Christmas, not just today, but for the next 2 weeks, let us continually bathe ourselves in this light of God and also listen to the word that speaks to us. We are God's children. We are loved, and we are truly meant for goodness and greatness in the world. May our celebration of Christmas allow Christ's power then to grow deeper within us and also in our care for others. May Christ's wisdom empower us to follow Christ faithfully with commitment of prayer, but also that of virtue, and then receive the reward of his hope, his grace, his peace. Merry Christmas, and may God's light never stop shining upon us.